Yep.
Can you tell us about Enstrom and Kulikov today?
Yeah, both possible. We think Toby's going to be fine. We just keep him off maintenance. Dimitri had a good day, so he'll go out for the morning skate tomorrow. We'll just make sure he's trending in the right direction. We'll just leave him as possible for tomorrow.
His thoughts on making the move with Roslovic and Connor last night?
Yeah, I think that line with Kyle and Patty had stopped moving particularly well. I think that Jack's done some really good things with his speed, and when he went there, they started to get some offensive zone time, which had kind of gone away from. Like they just had run a bunch of games where they didn't really spend very much time in the offensive zone. And I thought, for the most part, and there were some instances where you could tell me I'm wrong, the stuff that Jack was doing well to get pucks out, and there's some areas that he can get better at that, you're able to apply that in the offensive zone as well to keep pucks in. So I just liked his game.
Well, how do you manage the emotions of a Kyle Connor who probably doesn't feel that great, thinking he's getting bumped down the lineup?
Yeah. Well, you spend a lot of time video making sure that they keep their confidence. Then at the same time, they got to get thrown in the deep end a little bit too, in terms of fighting for their own. You take a look at Connor Hellebuck last year and all the things that he went through. It wasn't an easy year. It's really important things that you go through. So Kyle's will try to get back to the game that he had played probably from the time we called him up to just before Christmas. Maybe before the first break, and then he's sometimes you got to find his own way a little bit too.
Very like Joel Armia, obviously a pretty strong game yesterday. Does he give you pause for thought that maybe looking at putting him in that top six in some way or getting him some more ice?
Not getting him some more ice, yes, but it's not about a depth chart in terms of your lines. Who's playing the best gets moved up the depth chart. At times, it's roles and what we're asking them to do. So when Mark goes down and Adam goes down, the Andrew Kopp line, and a big chunk of that is Joel Armia, has been a really critical piece to us having any success, especially with the number of road games. So I'm not going to give Joel more in more offensive opportunity as a payment for a really good play and lose what's more important to the Winnipeg Jets, and that's winning hockey games. And Joel's been great, so I'm not... We need him there, is I guess maybe the shortest answer. We need Joel doing what he's doing right now, exactly that. When he has, and he's had games where he didn't score, we played maybe even better, but he's been really good for us. And Andrew's done the same thing. And we've used different people there because of injury on the left side, but having Brandon back, it's a really important line for us, because if they didn't have Couture, for the most part, they had Thornton, and that's a lot. It's a big chunk of ice.
Given that you just had your break, with the players just had their break, with this All-Star break now coming up so quickly, do you like that it's happening now? Or do you, for most of your guys, a couple of guys are going to play.
It's not needed. Yeah. I think that the first break timed out really well for us with a lot of nagging injuries. It's also not, and maybe everything's relative, right? The All-Star break used to felt like, boy, 2 or 3 days off, really big deal. But when you get 5 days off now, this just feels like a weekend that you're not playing. So we'll get off the plane tomorrow at somewhere at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. They'll sleep most of the next day. They got a couple of days off. We're back on the ice. So it doesn't really feel like that big a break.
In a selfish way, do you almost wish Connor Hellebuck, Blake Wheeler were not going? And
absolutely. Completely wish they wouldn't, but... Two guys that really deserve to go, and I hope they have a great time. Right, so you look at what Connor Hellebuck's going to do. So he had a break, came back to Winnipeg, went into Calgary, went back to Winnipeg, goes to the West Coast, is going to go to the East Coast, and he's going to come back to Winnipeg, and we play Tampa the next night. So I'm not looking for him right now to be in that game. He's got about 11,000 miles on him by the time he rolls back into Winnipeg.
But he'll play tomorrow?
Correct.
Just on Tucker Poolman, who's been recalled, hasn't got here in time. But
we just didn't want to be on a spot that we were short at D on. We're 4 and 6, so we just wanted to make sure.
So both he and Ben Chiarot would be question marks tomorrow, depending on the availability
Correct.
Of Enstrom and Kulikov.
I did want to just clarify, you said Enstrom is also possible for tomorrow?
I would say probable. Yeah, so this one's more maintenance. I don't expect him to be out. But see how he's rolling tomorrow.
And Adam Lowry's still in the non-contact.
Correct. But started, as you saw, on the wall with contact today, so moving in the right direction.
But likely waiting till after the break, or he's not going tomorrow?
Correct.